Lord, please impart to us the grace to make the best use of time left to us. Well, lately the Lord has been giving me readings from the Rhema book about the rapture and war. So I was asking him, has anything significant changed? Jesus answered me, not as yet, but I will let you know. Well, going on to the next subject, and we're going to come back to the rapture in a moment. This morning, dear heart dwellers, I awoke, and as my eyes were opening, I saw something like a very thin spider web, long fibers spun around my body. Not very thick, it was kind of very airy and open. But I assumed this was the work of an enemy, so I rebuked them. But this pall of hopelessness and despair was hanging over me. You may remember the teachings I shared with you about vortexes and blocks, barriers and seals. The enemy curses people with so they lack inspiration to live, let alone create. Well, I've been going through a bit of this for the past few days, and I know it is the work of the enemy. It seems to lift as the day goes on, and I recognize it for what it is. But I've been lazy and not prayed against it enough. But I did ask Father God to please remove these from us this morning. And I'm praying for each one of you as well, heart dwellers, because these things are being released on the whole earth right now to sow confusion, a sense of loss of direction, where the day before we had inspiration and knew where we were going. Now it seems like we don't know where we are or where we're going. All these are lies and devices of the enemy to steal our destinies. We can't let this happen. Dear ones, take these things in hand and destroy them by the power of the blood of Jesus and the word of his testimony, especially that we have power over the dark forces and his name. They've lifted from me since I asked, and I feel like my old self, but I certainly won't be so slack in rebuking them in the name of Jesus the next time I see them. But they will be back again and again, and don't let your day go down the drain. Come to the Lord immediately. Rebuke them and ask for deliverance if you still feel them present. As I was speaking, I felt the Lord wanted to say something. He began, as I have told you once before, my beloved, to every move of God, three demons are assigned: fear, doubt, and scrutiny. These bring with them the necessary smaller demons to undermine your work and your destiny. Doubt brings unbelief. Fear brings lying spirits of failure, accusing you of your past and telling you that you'll be a failure in the future, just like you've been in the past. Scrutiny carries with it all kinds of insecurities about the nature of the work you're doing, its quality. Is there time enough to do it? Do you have the resources? Are you lacking talent? Obstacles like sickness, evasive spirits of confusion, and disorientation are the kinds of things that scrutiny brings with it. The powers of the air are like filthy slime balls that weep a noxious goo over your mind and body, if you will allow it. You have to break through and clean yourself off. They work on you while you're asleep so that when you awake you feel lost and falling under the weight of life. First thing in the morning, you must cast these imaginings down and declare my promises to you. Yes, you may also call upon me to cleanse you and remove them, but that leaves you with the hard work of confessing truth once the lies are dislodged. I like very much what we were discussing in the spirit when you thought you were talking to yourself, he laughed. You'd think by now you'd recognize that we are carrying on a conversation, Claire. You were concerned about little hints here and there I've been giving you on the rapture. What I mean to say here, beloved, is that it is still on the schedule. I will not comment one way or the other about timing, so don't bother to go fishing. I will tell you what you need to know, when you need to know it. But this is a truth. There are many channels talking about this catastrophe, that failure, this bomb, that EMP attack, North Korea, comets and tsunamis and first airstrike from them or for us. The chatter is all over the place. But thank you for not giving into curiosity and remaining securely in my presence. Oh, thank you for that, my bride. But here is what I want to say. My dear ones, you may look all over the internet and get the latest dream, the latest warning, breaking circumstances, on and on and on, engineered to keep you chasing your tails. Now, if you take instead the opportunity to fast and pray, because these reports are scary, well, good for you. But if you keep stocking up food and preparing, you've lost the focus I had for you. May I say it again? For the umpteenth time, I want you gathering in souls in the ways I have counseled you in the most recent messages. Yes, the rapture will happen. Everyone is talking about it and predicting when. Isn't it amazing that none of these tsunami warnings and other things, comets, are simply not happening? Almost as if they were non-existent. I do need your prayers and fastings, but not your constant state of mind, which can think of nothing but your own security and that of your loved ones to prepare for events. This is a selfish use of time and could very well cost you the rapture. While you are waiting, I have given you this channel and others, but very few and far between, to guide you into what you are to be doing in the interim. This is a place you gain strength and inspiration to continue to cultivate your gifts and destinies. And if you spend your time drinking in the bad news, some of which has been deliberately manipulated for selfish motives, you are being misguided and putting yourself at risk. Those who are about my business, I will protect. Those who are about their own business, well, they're busy protecting themselves, so they don't need me to help them. They pass by the poor on the way to buy survival gear. It would have been so much better for them had they spent that money on feeding those who are going without food that day. But moving on, I would like to say, my dear ones, persevere. I'm coming to help you through the tangled webs of the enemy, who's continually revising his ways of slowing you down and even stealing your destinies. There are times when you must operate in sheer faith with not an iota of inspiration. I will not try you beyond your means, but I will use those times to apply graces to the world situation, and especially in America, the president who is being fought tooth and nail by the ruling elite. It is a ferocious battle, my people, and Donald needs your prayers and your resolutions to move forward with your lives. Never in the history of the world has evil proliferated like it is now. Never. Evil has destroyed the lives of countless numbers of young people and those who've been fighting to keep their footing just to stay alive. The discouragement runs so strong and thick. I must send out teams of angels to redirect the flow into the abyss, lest no one be left standing. And I saw that. I saw angels coming, and this goo was flowing downstream, and it was about to inundate a whole town, and like a dam had burst, but it was goo. And the angels came in, and they blocked it and diverted it. And the earth split open and it went down into the earth, into the abyss. Still, these demon powers are getting through, and I am calling on you to persevere, knowing that my nature is faithfulness. Persevere even when it seems hopeless. Pick up where you left off with your destiny and keep going by sheer willpower and the knowledge that I am for you. Encourage others around you to pray and seek my face, and I will help them too. There will be breakthroughs, but only the strong can survive these tactics. And may I remind you that when you are weak, I am the strongest working through you. So do not count on your own powers, but on my faithfulness and your resolve to stay standing and move forward in spite of the opposition. I will come to your rescue. And as for the naysayers that attack this channel, I ask you, what have you done for me lately? Oh yes, you have the latest word on the latest end of the world scenario. But in the meantime, what did you do for me? I do not wish for you to be among the goats, but this must be your decision, not mine. I have told you what is good and profitable to do. It's up to you to do it. I do not assign men a standing. Men choose their own standing, sheep or goats, by the way they live and act. So it is in your hands to make use of this time. When I told you 3 years, it was by no means a license to sit back. Rather, it was a call to battle. You've got 3 years to be the best years of your lives in serving me, bringing forth the most fruit, and meriting a ride to heaven before the worst hits. That's not long. Make the best use of that time. Well, it's only 2 years now, unless the Lord revises it. Because I love you so very deeply, I am not of the heart nor mind that any should have to go through the chastisement. So please, make the very best use of this time for me and for my agenda and for my kingdom, not for yourself. Then you will have nothing to fear in that very last moment when the trumpet sounds.